I don't wonder either, falling down from the sky like that. But, Joan, I can't understand it, said Ronald, puzzled. Where did it fall from? I didn't see an aeroplane or hear one either. Perhaps it is raining cats and dogs, said Joan. Maybe we shall see a few more kittens and puppies, cats and dogs tumbling down. Do go and get the milk, Ronnie. Ronald went. He came back, carrying the saucer very carefully so as not to spill the milk. He set it down by the kitten. Then he looked up into the sky again to see if by any chance there was an aeroplane there. Perhaps an airman had taken the kitten up with him for luck and it had jumped out. But no, there was no aeroplane at all. There's a rather funny little cloud in the sky, said Ronald. It keeps sailing about here and there, backwards and forwards, in a way I've never seen a cloud sail before. Look, all the other clouds are going to the east. That little one is zigzagging about all over the place, taking no notice of the wind at all. The two children watched the cloud as the snow-white kitten lapped its milk. Then Joan gave a loud cry. Look! The cloud is coming lower! Gracious, whatever is going to happen? Sure enough, the funny little cloud was coming lower. It came down far below the others and at last stayed still right over the garden, just a bit higher than the house. And then another peculiar thing happened. A thin, silky rope ladder was thrown down from the cloud. It unrolled itself as it fell, and at last it reached the ground. It swayed a little in the wind, for it was made of some fine silken rope. The children stared in surprise. Then, down the ladder, came a small figure dressed in some misty stuff that changed its shape just as clouds do. Right down the ladder came the little person, right to the ground. Then it jumped off the lowest rung and turned to face the surprised children.
What are you? Asked Joan at last.
I'm a cloud elf, said the little person,
her misty dress blowing in the wind. She had the pointed ears of a fairy, green eyes and a mop of hair that shone like the sun. She smiled suddenly at the children, and they felt as if the sun had come out.
Do you live in the clouds? Asked Ronald. I never knew anyone lived up in the clouds before.
Oh, there are a lot of things you don't know, said the cloud elf.
I came to look for my kitten. He fell off my cloud. I see you have given him some milk to drink. It's very kind of you.
We couldn't imagine where he had come from, said Joan.
Isn't it rather dangerous to keep him up on a cloud? Doesn't he often fall off?
Oh, no, said the elf. He's very good as a rule. But yesterday an aeroplane flew right through my cloud and made a hole in it. I mended it as best I could, but there was still a bit of a hole left, and the kitten must have tumbled through it. Is that what you did, Snowball?
The kitten ran to the elf with its tail straight up in the air and mewed. It rubbed against the elf's long legs and purred loudly.
You know, I did warn you about that hole, said the elf. You've been lucky to fall down into the garden of such nice, kind children. You might have fallen into a pond, or even into the sea. And what would you have done then?
The kitten jumped onto the elf's shoulder and gently nibbled at her ear.
Isn't it a dear little thing? Said Joan. I wish it was mine. Does it really live up in the cloud with you?
Of course, said the elf. I was lonely, you know, so I thought I'd get something to keep me company. And I got this kitten from my aunt.
What do you do up in the sky? Asked Ronald. Just sail about on your cloud all day long?
I have work to do, said the elf.
Work? Said Ronald, surprised. But what work can you do in the sky?
Well, haven't you seen the clouds that have a silver edge to them? Asked the elf. Who do you suppose paints that round a cloud and polishes it to keep it bright? I do, of course.
Do you really? Said Joan, surprised. I do wish I could see you doing it. I say, I suppose we couldn't climb up your ladder and sit in your cloud for just a minute, could we? We wouldn't fall through, would we?
Not if I rub your feet with magic, said the elf. Of course, if you go and tread in a hole just like my silly kitten did, you will fall through. But you must just be careful, that's all.